USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is calling his indictment related to the handling of classified materials a witch hunt.
They're using this because they're losing in the polls. They're losing very big in the polls. You probably see we're beating the sanctimonious, I call them, by a lot, by like 35, 40, 50 points in some polls. And we're beating Biden by 10 points, 11 points, 12 points.
He made the comments today during an interview on Radio Libre 790 in Miami. It's where he's scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow on those federal charges. The Supreme Court is soon expected to rule on affirmative action in college admissions. The cases involving the University of North Carolina and Harvard claim that the practice negatively affects white and Asian students. Many court observers anticipate that the conservative-led high court will overturn affirmative action in college admissions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Beijing next week. In a news conference today, he revealed that China has long operated an intelligence facility in Cuba.
PRC conducted an upgrade of its intelligence collection facilities in Cuba in 2019.
Blinken had scheduled a trip to Beijing earlier this year, then canceled that due to a Chinese spy balloon over the U.S. His visit to China is set for June 18th. Pennsylvania officials have determined that a bridge on Interstate 95 must be demolished due to a collapse caused by a tanker truck fire on Sunday. The driver of the truck lost control while exiting the ramp and crashed into a wall. That resulted in the 8,500-gallon gas load exploding. Repairs are expected to take months before the highly trafficked section of the Northeast Highway can be reopened. A majority of California voters want Senator Dianne Feinstein to resign. The 89-year-old Democrat recently returned to work after a period of absence due to illness. According to a new survey, 63% of Californians believe she should step down, enabling the governor to appoint a replacement. This is USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Fox News is sending a cease and desist letter to former host Tucker Carlson due to his new Twitter show. The letter argues that Carlson's show violates their contract terms since he is still in a contract dispute with Fox, despite being ousted last month. Fox claims that they are still paying Carlson, which grants them exclusive rights to his content until the end of 2024. A Senate committee will closely scrutinize the PGA Tour's merger with LIV Golf, which has faced criticism from lawmakers due to its perceived significant shift in the PGA Tour. Tour's position. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal has written a letter to the PGA Tour's commissioner seeking detailed information about the agreement and expressing concerns about its motivations and terms. The weather in Southern California usually brings joy, but this time of year, it can make you sad.
Counselors say May gray and June gloom can certainly decrease your energy, make you lethargic, and cause the blues.
We need to honor the way that we feel and know that this is unusual and that requires an adjustment from us. And it's okay to talk about this and get through it together.
Catherine DeBruin is a therapist in San Diego. Seasonal affective disorder, a.k.a. SAD, isn't that common in usually sunny San Diego, but it's real right now. She says your best bet? Spend time with your people.
Actually, the degree of warmth and connection that you feel in that relationship can really boost your mood. So when the sun's not providing that warmth, look for that warmth in a close relationship.
I'm Lucinda Kay.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.